This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. The Biden administration announced Thursday it will restore the White House Council on Native American Affairs. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr has more.
At a meeting with tribal leaders earlier this month, Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland promised a new era of nation-to-nation relations between the federal government and tribes.
To do that right, we must engage tribal nations with an all-of-agency approach.
The revival of the White House Council on Native American Affairs is a step in that direction. It will bring together leaders from across the federal government to coordinate services and policies related to tribes with input from tribal leaders themselves. Gabe Aguilar is president of the Mescalero Apache tribe. He calls this the latest of many early indicators that the Biden administration takes its trust responsibility to tribes seriously.
Our voice is going to be respected, and we're going to have input on issues that's going to help Native country or improve Native country or could hurt Native country.
The council was first launched under former President Obama, but went dark for most of the Trump years. Gail Small is with the University of Montana's American Indian Government and Policy Institute and a former Northern Cheyenne councilwoman. She says that hampered pandemic response in Indian country.
It's critically important that this Council on Native American Affairs really steps up their effort to assist us in further responding to the pandemic, but also rebuilding. You know, economic recovery has to occur on Indian reservations.
The council will convene next Friday, with Secretary Haaland serving as chair. For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
The White House just created a first-of-its-kind group to make policy suggestions on issues of environmental justice. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports among its more than two dozen members is Havasupai Councilwoman Carletta Tulusi, who's long advocated for environmental issues affecting her tribe.
The White House Environmental Justice Advisory Council is made up of community members and advocates from across the country. They're tasked with highlighting areas of environmental injustice and making policy suggestions based on their experiences. Tulusi, for years, has fought against expanded uranium mining near the Grand Canyon where the Havasupai live. She and other leaders say it threatens their sole water source.
We need a safe community for our families to live in a healthy environment. We need to keep our lands, our waters, and our homelands safe for our children and our communities.
One of Tulusi's priorities on the council is to revise the General Mining Law of 1872, which she says allows companies to contaminate tribal lands and water with little responsibility for cleanup. Many Native lands and communities of color experience disproportionate levels of pollution. According to Tulusi, it's important for indigenous voices to be heard while creating solutions. President Joe Biden established the advisory council in January through a sweeping executive order aimed at tackling climate change. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Award-winning photographer Lee Howard Marmon has died. The Albuquerque Journal reported the Laguna Pueblo man's work has appeared in galleries around the world, as well as museums, books, and magazines. Marmon was 95 and died of natural causes at a veteran's home in Albuquerque. Marmon chronicled the life of his community and also Acoma Pueblo, bringing an insider's eye to images, such as one of a tribal elder who was caretaker of Laguna Mission, in a photo called White Man's Moccasins. Curator of collections at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center, Amy Johnson, told the Journal, Marmon was one of the few Native American photographers to gain international recognition, and he also captured intimate and detailed portraits of Native American life. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribalrelations.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.